Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton, joined by Andy Hart. And it kind of feels like a repeat of last week. We could really just roll last week's tape, with the exception of the Patriots do know that they're going to the AFC Championship game, just don't know who they're playing this time.
We have the rain.
Right.
We have LeGarrette Blount and the running game dominating the
right.
game. And key turnovers, and they're moving on.
Right.
So it's perfect.
Six
Formula
rushing
works.
Touchdowns. Six rushing touchdowns here tonight. You had to assume the Patriots are going to run the ball in conditions like these, but LeGarrette Blount just was huge, completely took control of this game tonight.
Well, it was funny because early on it was just short runs, 2 yards, 2 yards, 2 yards, touchdowns, and they weren't really dominating.
Right.
And then all of a sudden he busts the long one and things just sort of got out of control. And really the turnovers, you know,
right.
that was the difference in this football game. Andrew Luck, a guy who hadn't turned the ball over a lot all year, only
right.
nine interceptions, three last week. For this week, Patriots defense made plays.
Right, and that was going to be one of the most interesting things. Is a team that has hardly had any turnovers this year against a team that had greatly improved their turnover differential. Obviously, we saw that happening very early on with an Alphonso Dennard pick, almost a pick six, but a huge game by far. But some bad news, though. Special teams kind of a little bit weak. Some injury news with Ryan Allen didn't look so great. But, hey, Gostkowski came in there.
Well,
and
even that, it looks like it's going to be a negative. And even when Ryan Allen, the Danny Aiken snaps it over his head, he runs back, gets it up.
Right.
That could end up as a touchdown. Normally, you just kick it out of the back of the end zone. They get lucky. It ends up a safety.
Right.
Allen gets hurt, and you're like, okay, is this going to be one of those postseason plays? What happens?
Right.
And Gostkowski comes in and punts like a punter. He
right.
looked fine out there. Even Brady got in on the PAT holds. It just worked out, and it's just, you know, we say next man up. This wasn't necessarily unknown players, but
right.
just sort of roles shifting around, and they got the job done.
And I know that we've talked about Julian Edelman before and his production, obviously, last game as well, but his yards after the catch, specifically in this game, was really impressive. And because of him and Amendola, Blunt wouldn't have had those two-yard rushing TDs that he had the first time. So definitely props to those guys to put in the air. No passing TDs by Brady this time, though.
It's amazing. Patriots put up 40, move on to the AFC title game,
right.
and Tom Brady was just sort of a bit player. No
right.
touchdowns,
yeah.
under 200 yards passing, but 13 completions was enough to win.
Julian Edelman will disagree with you on that, though. He says that you've got to have that kind of quarterback to get everybody in the right spots. That's a whole
right.
conversation for another day. Patriots are going to the AFC Championship game. We don't know if it'll be here or if it'll be in Denver. That is yet to be known.
Hopefully it won't be raining wherever
right,
it is.
Right, it is raining, so we're going to
wrap
it up.
Getting sick of doing these interviews
yeah.
with you in the rain.
Sorry, we're going to wrap it up. We'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.